This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always a pleasure. Like I said, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up on the website, including buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to. But really, what I want you to go up there for is Patreon. Click on the Patreon button. It brings you in as part of the team. Right? You become part of my politically incorrect posse. And, you know, when you go there, you'll find stories, you find articles, you find all kinds of stuff that you won't get on the regular, you know, on the regular site, during the regular show and what have you. Kind of an inside porch conversation between you, me, and a few others. And I do mean a few others. Anyway, I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We need to get as many people riled up as we can. Right? I don't mind getting the left riled up, because when they get really crazy, they make all kinds of mistakes. So I'm good with that. Former U.S. attorney says that James Comey sold his soul to the devil. Right? Are we surprised? I mean, anybody else, you know, go back and listen to the shows. We've been talking about how much this smells since day one, and obviously not the only ones. But we are one of the ones that kept saying, you know, this, it just doesn't add up. No matter what, this stuff doesn't add up. Right? Somebody just sent me a notice. I'll look into this later on. But, you know, we love to bash Trump. We love to beat him up. And arrests for MS-13 members. Remember, they're like the nastiest people on the planet. Under President Trump, they're up 83%. You know what that means? That means under President Obama, they did nothing. They did absolutely nothing. But we'll get to that at another time. All right. Former U.S. attorney, he said that Comey, but we knew this. We knew that there was a cover-up going on. We knew that things didn't smell right. You do not go. When does the FBI show up at your house and you say to them, you're not coming in unless you sign these non-disclosure forms, okay, and put your phones by the front door so you can't record anything? What would they do to you after they put the handcuffs on? What would they do to you? Do you know what I'm saying? Well, that's what they did when they entered Hillary Clinton's house. Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, said that he believes the former FBI director, James Comey, along with senior justice officials in the Obama administration, threw the case against Hillary Clinton. Right? The one about her email server. Now, he was on Tucker Carlson when he pointed out that not only was the Comey draft statement on the Clinton email probe highly edited to play it down, right? But the statement was drafted 2 months before Clinton and other top aides were even interviewed. How do you do that? How do you pronounce somebody innocent before you know what they've done? DiGenova said the only way that happens is Comey sold out his soul. And he said that claiming that he has heard from the current FBI agents who can't believe what's happening at the Bureau in the recent months. But we heard this before. Remember, I have somebody at the FBI. I don't know how to say that. they were telling me the same thing. They were telling me that morale at the Bureau was way down under the Obama administration, way down under Comey, that people really felt like they weren't being allowed to do their jobs, and they knew she was going to go free. They knew that there was no way that they were going to bring charges against Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine? Which only proves that, you know what, there are people that are above the law. Now, hopefully that'll change. Hopefully, as this moves forward, somebody will have the guts, right? That somebody will have the guts to step up and start breaking this thing wide open to the point where they're not going to have any chance. They're not going to have any choice, not chance, to sit back and really bring charges against her. They're going to have to work it through. Right? Same thing with not just her, but her husband, Billy Bob. Because my attitude is, I'm not saying you should go after him for the sexual assault stuff. That's going to play out, and he's already, I won't say been totally punished, but he's already not been able to get to where he wants to go because of these kind of things. And look at the years that were taken off of his life. I'd like to say thank God. When President Trump was in some of those debates and brought those women into the debates, you know he had to be chewing on his tongue. Right? Seriously, think about it. And you look at what's going on with the FBI and the DOJ and what have you. Again, this is a mess that happened under the Obama administration. So those of you who could really sit there and say there were no scandals, nothing went wrong, nothing went sideways, he was a saint, you're drinking the Kool-Aid and spewing the garbage. Because it's not true, and you know it's not true. Deep down inside, you know it's not true. You look at guys, I mean, this Shepard Smith fella. The story that somebody sent me actually lines up with something he said. I'm thinking, there's nothing he says that I'm going to repeat. I wouldn't give him 30 seconds. Now, I know you've heard this over and over and over again, but, you know, when you think that the FBI, somebody at the FBI, an organization that was probably one of the most trusted organizations on the face of the planet, has now been brought to its knees over politics. And they wonder why some of us believe that tyranny is still here and we still need the Second Amendment to protect ourselves from the government. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you listen to Real Side, we'll be back with Dr. Gerard Lomero right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website. Seriously, it's not that hard. There's a live chat room going on the website, or if you're on Facebook, we also broadcasting on Facebook as well. And there's a lively, what is that, a Facebook feed? It's not a room, is it? They don't call it that anymore. Yeah, what do you want from me? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I haven't had him on for a while, but I love what the guy's on the show with me. I learned so much from him. So Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us. He's the author, philosopher, economist, and engineer. He's the author of 4 books, and Dr. Lomero has worked on many political campaigns in various roles, including Ronald Reagan's campaign. And Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be with you. You have a show that's growing in prominence across the nation, and I can attest to that because I talk all over the country, and I know you're doing great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We try. We try a little harder, but we try.
It's working. It's,
you know,
working.
But I got to tell you something. I think if you, I know this sounds kind of weird. It's not a love fest, but I think of you often when I talk to others about what's going on in the Republican Party, what's going on in politics as a whole, and I say, look, I have this guy on the show on a regular basis, and he's called the elections. He's called what's going on across the country. And according to him, and the several times I've had him on, you have always said that you believe in 2018's the Republicans will keep the Senate and grow it, and they'll keep the House and grow it. I got to tell you something, not that I disbelieve you. I'm looking at this going, I don't know, can we?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you will. My new book, More Great News for America, out at the end of January. Hopefully it'll get out of production by then. And that book helps to explain what is the logic. I also go into something interesting that listeners may like, and that is, how do I do this modeling where I come up with these forecasts?
Because
a lot
know.
Of people said, well, why were you right and the pollsters wrong? And the day after the election, I got an email from one of the top pollsters in the country. He said, well, you were right, we were wrong.
Oh, surprise.
It was really nice to get that they acknowledge that.
And Dr. Lamero, they still, I sit in these rooms with these people, and they still talk about polls. And I go, guys, do you understand how wrong these polls are? They keep asking the wrong questions. They go about it the wrong way. I haven't had any of my listeners call me and say, yeah, they call me all the time. I don't know who's getting these calls.
Well, see, every poll is based on an underlying model. And my field is modeling. I have a PhD in modeling. I have a postdoctoral fellowship from National Science Foundation in modeling. So that's my field. And basically, I said during the election, I thought the underlying models the pollsters were using were fundamentally flawed. Now, I didn't look at every last poll to say every last one was fundamentally flawed, but I think a lot of the ones that I saw and looked at in detail were just off, and I think my models were just a whole lot more accurate, and in the book, I go into the reasons why. So if people want to answer that question, have a read of that book, plus I'll start talking about what's going to happen in 2018 and 2019, based, again, on my modeling in that. So I want to get back to your question, though, about what's coming up next year in terms of results. Well, first off, let's start with the Senate. Okay, they won in Alabama. They threw enough mud at Roy Moore that the conservative lost. But any other conservative who was considered unflawed, or at least not as flawed as Roy Moore, and if he had campaigned on the issues, by the way, he didn't campaign on the issues, would have won that election easily. And he barely lost it. He didn't lose it.
I agree with you. And listen, okay, but they had Jones up 10% at one point, or 11%, somewhere around there.
One of those wonderful polls.
But he went into that race, which is, I try to explain to my friends, he went into that race when it opened up with the absentees and what have you. He was almost 11 points ahead. He squeaked by just under 2 points. This is not a resounding win for the Democrats, is it?
It's also not a loss for Trump. But what I wanted to say was, the important point, is that there are 24 Democrat seats up for re-election in 2018, November 2018. A lot of those seats are in states that were heavily for Trump, heavily red states. The Democrats are going to lose a lot of seats next year. There's no way they can prevent it. They can't find enough scandals in the world to throw at all the Republicans that are going to run against them, especially the conservative.
Don't underestimate them.
Yeah, that's true. They're pretty good at that. You know, maybe they'll go hire Chris Steele.
Hey, Lisa, for enough money, I'm sure Lisa Bloom can find all kinds of candidates.
Maybe Nelly Orr, Bruce's Orr, is looking for a job. But at any rate, my prediction is the Republicans will get at least 60 seats in the next Senate election. So they're going to come out. I also go one step further and say I think in January 2019, Mitch McConnell will finally get replaced because there are going to be enough conservatives in the Senate by that time that they'll want to get rid of an establishment Republican.
Good.
So that's what I believe. In terms of the House, I think that the final forecast I don't have yet, but I will tell you that based on what I know now, I think the Republicans will easily hold the House by quite a bit, and I think that's why all the impeachment stories and that just are a lot of baloney, because there's no way a Republican, even people that don't like Trump, are going to attempt to vote for impeachment, because by then we're going to be talking about 4.5% GDP. It's 3% and growing right now. It's between 3 and 4%. It's going to go up to 4.5%. You can't believe how great America will be economically at a 4.5% growth rate. That's better than Reagan.
Yeah, but you know what I love? Do you hear any of this being talked about in mainstream media? Do you hear about the economy? Do you hear about jobs? I sat next to a guy last night who said, well, it's great that we're getting more jobs, but salaries are stale and there's inequality. And they say, look, you can't fix everything with a snap of your finger. You have to get people back to work. These companies start making money. We get the tax breaks working. You'll see these things change. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. It does take a little bit of time. Normally, it takes 2 years to turn an economy around. Okay?
Wow.
And all the things aren't in place. We did not get a tax cut on January 21st, which would have been nice if they had one ready to go when he got into office. But we're going to get a down payment. By the way, this tax cut is not as good as I would do. I honestly, maybe I'm being a little egotistical, but I think I could do a better tax cut than what they've got up there. But still, what they're doing is good. It's going to help the economy a lot, but we can do even more. So I consider this a down payment tax cut on the rest of the tax cut that us conservative economists want. Okay, so I want to mention one other thing that you just said. You talked about the mainstream media. Let me start trying to change your language there. It is the old mainstream media. Because as I mentioned in the last book, every critical and historic presidential election, we have had a change in the mainstream media. The mainstream media becomes the old mainstream media. We have a new mainstream media that's growing up. It's called the new media, the social media.
Okay. You need to hold. I want to talk to you about social media, but you need to hold that thought, because I believe in capitalism. We're going to be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Sling Bow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, for a list of stations and times and that kind of thing, head up to the website, therealside.com. Where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can check out the stations, and keep doing what you're doing, by the way, because it's working. When you're in an area where you're listening on your smartphone, which is great, we've had special apps made. You can find us up on Apple and Android, right? We have special apps that were made so you can listen to the show, watch it slow. You can have the chat room going while you're listening and watching on your smartphone. But if you want to listen to it in your area, in your city, call your station. Say, why don't you carry this show? What's wrong with you people? And then if you don't get the response you're looking for, call me. Because then I'll call them. We'll turn it around. Seriously. We've had success with that. If you like the show and you'd like to have more people in your area hear it, make the phone call. Seriously. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. Let's bring on Dr. Gerard Lomero. I love having this guy on with me. I really do. He's a PhD. He's also an author, philosopher, economist, and engineer. And he's got 4 books out. His next book, More Great News for America. I've been listening and having him on the show for years, and I don't believe he's missed it yet. Have you, Dr. Lomero?
Well, the last book I had 10 predictions, and 9 of them came out for sure, and one of them a lot of people say did, and I said, well, I didn't think it was quite right, but it was close. So,
if it does good for us, I'll take it. You know, I'll take the pretty close if it works out for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, all of them were positive, yeah.
All right, so you started in the last segment, we were talking about the old mainstream media. And when it comes to social media, I think that's the area we're heading down. This is the new area. This is the area that we need to learn how to take control of. But I'll tell you what, they are working against us, and I've got proof that that's happening. Where are you at with the social media? How important is it?
Well, actually, it is important. But it's also being developed. I mean, it didn't start out perfect, and it certainly isn't perfect now, but it's in development. And what I wanted to point out was the fact that the mainstream media, the ones who like to put out false news stories about Trump every night, and then you wait 24 hours and find out it's retracted, okay?
Right.
That mainstream media, I no longer call them the mainstream media. They are the old mainstream media. We've got to stop acting like they're important, because they're not. They have lost credibility. Their business models are broken. They are laying off editors. They're laying off people. They're downsizing office space. So basically, let's stop calling them the mainstream media, because they're not that important anymore. They're the old news, if you will. Mm-hmm. The new news come about through several sources. One is talk radio. We have about 2,500 top quality hosts such as yourself around the country that people are listening to. The old mainstream media don't have the, if you will, the listeners that the talk radio does. The talk radio people really take it to heart because they believe talk radio hosts. They think they're right. And most of them are conservative. There are a few liberals out there, but usually their business models break and they have to shut down because mm-hmm. nobody listens to them. Okay, there's also the new media and the social media. The social media is dominated by a lot of liberals. We know that. They try to maybe, you know, smear the news a little or kind of spin it in their direction a little bit. But they're not going to be able to do that because there's too much freedom on the Internet, and they're going to get a lot of competition in the next few years that's going to remove that. There's also a lot of good bloggers out there. There's a lot of good information, and a lot of people are getting their news about things like the scandals going on, the corruption going on in Washington right now. They're no longer able to hide it, the old mainstream media, because things like, you know, Fox.com, you know, FoxNews.com, other sources of good information out there. You know all the sources, National yep. Review. And if people want the news, they can find it. And a lot of, this is really funny in my mind, a lot of liberals, we used to call them liberals, now more or less they're socialists, but a lot of them actually go to the conservative media, the new conservative media, because they want to find out what's actually happening in the country. And they don't get that from CNN. So I see it as getting better and better the further we get along in the new conservative era. We are in one of seven American constitutional eras. The Constitution and our history is divided into seven eras. We are in a new era. It's the conservative era. We're going to have a supermajority in the Supreme Court when Trump appoints the next three conservative constitutional originalists, and he is going to do that, and they will pass because the Senate is clearly going to be solidly conservative Republican. Whether they resign before the next election or after the next election, they're going to get appointed and they're going to get passed right away. And so we're going to have a supermajority in the Supreme Court. That's going to make a huge difference. Trump just broke a record for having appointed the most circuit courts of appeal judges of his predecessors. He's done a really great job there.
He's still got almost 400 seats open. I mean, how is he going to fill those? And he really does need to fill those federal chairs.
Are you talking about just regular jobs? Because there aren't 400 judges.
About 6 weeks ago, I was reading an article.
Jobs in Washington.
Well, all right. I'll admit that I might be off on this one, but what I was reading said that there were 400 judgeships across the country that were still open.
That's not true?
How many are there? Did he fill them all?
He's trying to.
Yeah.
There's maybe about 120 open now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
still a heck of a lot of seats to fill, and he needs to get the Senate moving.
Well, they are moving. It's true they started out delaying, but I think he's twisted their arms enough to where they're starting to pass people left and right. He's already done quite well. He's also done phenomenally well on regulations. He's cut 22 regulations for every new regulation.
Yeah,
22-1 ratio. That's part of the reason the economy is booming.
Yeah.
Because we're getting rid of some of these stupid regulations, especially, I might add, the energy stupid regulations, which are particularly onerous to the economy. So I feel like things are getting better and better. And that's why I had great news for America, because I saw this as a great election, and it happened the way I predicted it. Every state that Trump carried, I predicted. in the Electoral College. I predicted it. And I think I was right in New Hampshire. I gave New Hampshire to Trump. He lost officially by 1,000 votes, but then they found 6,500 votes that looked like they voted for Hillary that shouldn't, that came across the border from Massachusetts. They said they were moving to New Hampshire. And then magically, when they went back to study the rolls, those 6,500 people never actually moved to New Hampshire, even though they voted
there.
How convenient for someone.
Wow. Yeah, we've seen that a lot of times.
I was right about New Hampshire. I didn't put in enough for voter fraud.
Yeah, well, California has more registered voters than it actually has inhabitants. It's really amazing. It's interesting how that works out. I guess they're temporary residents.
I also think we're going to work on that. That is not the highest priority in the
world. No, I get it.
But I think voter fraud, voter ID is something we have to work on, and I think we will. I think that's going to get resolved. I see a lot of things falling into place, and I think the American people are solidly behind conservative principles. They're solidly behind the direction Trump is going. And the only people falling behind are these sleepy people in Washington in what was called the establishment. Some people refer to this as the swamp, and that's appropriate. And the biggest swamp, of course, are all these investigations that were bogus. It now looks like there's overwhelming evidence that a number of people high up in DOG and also FBI during the Obama administration, a lot of them carry forth to this administration. Unfortunately, they should have all been fired and then resigned. And they still need to, and probably eventually will be taken.
I hope you're right, but you have much more optimism than I do, because I saw Trump in coming into this having the personality he had, and maybe he found out it wasn't as easy as some of us who are elected officials find out it is later on. I thought he was going to go in, and one of the first things he'd do, he would start cleaning up. I thought he'd go into, especially with the State Department, with all the games being played in there, that he would have gone in and wiped out a good group of those people right from day one. And it's taken 10 months to get it to the point where we're not seeing a leak every 2.5 hours. Now you can deal with that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. Gerard Lomero right after this.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients. So the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, look, at somebody sent me a little note, and here's the deal. I can't look at the camera because then I can't see the screens. You notice the screens in front of me. I have to read the screens. I lose my place, and it's radio. The cameras are here. You know, I don't know. It's an extra added attraction, whatever you want to call it. I went in the radio so I wouldn't have to comb my hair. I wouldn't have to put on clean clothes or even get dressed if I didn't want to. But apparently, that doesn't work anymore. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I know, too much information. Always appreciate the time that you guys are with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website where you can get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to be. They sold you a bill of goods. You need to know what it really means. Anyway, I love when I have this guy on the show, and I mean that sincerely. I'm not just saying it because he can hear me speak right now, because you guys have heard me talk about him before. But Dr. Gerard Lomero, he's called these elections in the past, okay? He's got the numbers. He knows how to you know, do these polls. He's an author, philosopher, economist, and engineer. He's written 4 books on this stuff. He's worked on in various roles on different campaigns, including Ronald Reagan's. And so, Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. You're doing great, and I hope you keep doing as well as you are, because the country needs you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. So, you know, we've been talking, you and I have been all over the place during the breaks, and I may charge more money for that, let people listen during the breaks. But before we went to break, we were talking about Trump being tougher or getting tougher. And it was a bit of a surprise to me. And I think he learned once he went in there, this wasn't a corporation where he could just hack and cut and like he was used to doing. And I am a little, I won't say disappointed, but a little upset that he didn't move or we didn't move faster in certain areas. But you have some thoughts on that.
Well, you know, I think that transition planning is a big deal. And in my previous book, I wrote about how the transition should be done. And I don't think it was they read my book before they did the transition planning, because I think it would have went more smoothly. And I think part of that is what you said off air, that maybe they didn't expect to win. Maybe they read the polls and believed them, which is a mistake in itself. If they read my book, they might not have believed the polls. But at any rate, I really think that things could have been done better. I think that in his second term, which he, right now the long-range forecast is he will win with more than 350 electoral votes next time around. He's going to do better because we see Democrats moving to support him. And that I think it's going to be a lot better. I think it could have been handled better. But you know what? America needed him. They needed an outsider. They needed somebody tough. One of the trends that I uncovered was that what I call the we need another General Patton trend, which meant that Americans were looking for somebody as tough as nails, a General Patton, a General MacArthur, somebody who was really tough on our enemies. They knew that this president would have to fight the media. They knew they'd have to fight all sorts of problems around the world because we had lost stature in the world. And you know what? He is doing a great job. He is taking on the media. He's setting the agenda. He is also responding nice and calmly to the ridiculous investigation of Trump campaign collusion, which is total nonsense. We have no evidence that anything happened. But all the evidence is coming out instead. They're investigating. The ironic thing is all coming out against Hillary and her supporters.
I love it. You know.
And so it's backfiring. It's boomeranging. And it's coming back to bite them. And that is really poetic justice. And I'll tell you what, in terms of our foreign policy, look at McNamara recently on TV, I think it was on the Laura Ingraham show this week, saying that the enemies of the United States are worried about Trump. They're afraid of doing anything that might upset him because he's tough as nails. And, you know, I'm thinking of that Kim Jong-un in North Korea. He's sitting out there with a nuclear submarine off his border and three aircraft carrier task force. Three aircraft carriers have never been together since 2007, 10 years ago, the last time. And there's three of them sitting there waiting for the next missile to go off. And we heard from Lindsey Graham this week that said there's a 30% chance if they launch another one, he's gone.
Yeah, no, you know what? I know we can take him out. I do not know what we're waiting for, but I'm not a military expert, so I'm not going to get crazy about this one. I'm going to let the experts deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Let them have a whack at it.
Trump has set the marching orders that we will not be threatened. The United States will not be threatened. Right now, his missiles can reach anywhere in the U.S., including Washington, D.C. We know they're targeting San Diego. We have evidence that they've targeted San Diego. We know they want to shoot at Guam. And we cannot afford, now that he apparently has nuclear weapons, to let one of these actually go off and come in our direction. Now, we might be able to shoot them down with the THAAD missiles and other forces that we have. We have a tremendous array of weapons we can use against them, but we don't want to take a chance because you can miss an incoming object.
Sure.
And so I think at this point, I would agree with Lindsey Graham, who, by the way, just had golf with Trump recently, so he ought to be up to date on what Trump is thinking. And that basically another one comes up, it looks in the least bit suspicious, it's gone, and maybe they're gone with it.
Yeah, I know.
It's not going to be like a surgical strike. They're not going to just take out a couple of nuclear sites. They're going to take out the country.
No, I hear you. There's going to be no playing games. Let me ask you a question, though, about the polls. You know, I constantly hear about how Trump's approval ratings are in the tank. You know, they're at 32% or 40% or what have you. And I'm sure they're calling the same 25 Democrats on these polls all the time. But when you look at his policies, processes, the things that he's doing, those poll numbers usually end up being very high. So they don't like you. I mean, we've got a country of squishies that want to feel good about how you look and how you talk rather than how you're performing. How do you see these polls? How do they interact with each other?
I think they're dead wrong. I think the underlying models are inaccurate, and they're going to give you inaccurate results. I think as a general rule of thumb, you should add 10 to 12 points to every approval number they publish. And I'm serious. I mean, I'm talking like a mathematician. My field is modeling. I do models. And basically I think they're a way off because they're using modeling that is off. I think a lot of these people are sincere, but if you use old techniques, you don't use the latest in mathematics, the latest in statistics, and you don't do it smartly. I mean, you gotta have intelligence. There's an art and a science to do this. But I really think they were dead wrong coming up to the election. I told people that, and I had people say, "What are you drinking? What are you smoking? You can't be right. There's no way Hillary's going to lose." And I kept saying, "No, you're wrong. Trump is going to win." And it's the same thing now. These approval numbers are based on, I think, weak models underneath them.
Well, I think some of it is this is what they want to see. You know what I'm saying?
That's a different thing. You know, I don't want to, I'm hoping that all these people are professionals and they're not just doing it to give the media what they want to hear. But that could be another possibility. They just plain want to make it look like Trump has bad approval ratings, but he doesn't. And not only that, it's growing. His approval is going up.
Oh, listen, I don't trust any of them because I always say the same thing. Let me see. He's been, in his running and before him, Obama. I have not received, there's three people in my house. I have not received one phone call as to how I felt about Obama, Trump, or any of the issues out there. Not a one. And I don't know anybody who has.
Yeah, but that's anecdotal. That's anecdotal. I mean, when you have 320 million Americans, a lot of them aren't going to get called. I mean, that's not the answer. The answer is to look at the models underneath the polls and to see how the polls are conducted. And I hate to criticize, other PhDs who are experts in polling and say,
Go
out to lunch. But basically, I think that the underlying models are incorrect, and in some cases, the polling techniques are not the best available. And I think it's basically either sloppy work or it's intentional. But at the final analysis, I got to tell you the numbers I think, and I think they're 10 to 12 points low at the moment.
Interesting. Okay. Listen, I don't disagree with you. I've actually got to the point, frankly, I don't trust any of them. And when I see them out there, I don't care who they come from, because I don't know what the model, as you say, I always say the same thing. I don't know what the modeling is. I don't know how they asked the question. I don't know how they came back around to asking that question or how far the poller, the person calling, got through the questions. So there's a lot more to this than just saying, throwing out a number and saying this is where the president sits with the country. You also said earlier, though, and I want you to, you haven't got a whole bunch of time, but expound on a little bit. The country, even the Dems, are mad. They're mad at their party. They're mad at how this country is running, right?
Yes, because, let me tell you, one of the things I uncovered in my study of long-range forecasting for the country, there are four things the American people really want badly. They want morality in their government. They want all of their freedoms intact. They want peace internally within their cities, within their homes, and within, the nations, of the world. And they want prosperity. They want to be able to get a decent job. They want to take care of their family. They want to pay their taxes as long as it's fair.
Like every other American. Listen, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find you, Dr. Lomero.
My website is greatnewsforamerica.com, greatnewsforamerica.com. The new book, More Great News for America, is coming out in roughly a month.
And we'll have you back on when that happens. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Seriously, we're going to hear live from a real Australian about the real gun laws in Australia. We'll be right back.